Walking down Quinton High Street's hardly an appointment with fear, is it? A rumble on New Street's hardly going to be blood in the gutter, eh? Killer in the Park's as likely as not a lonely flasher waiting to do his thing in the rain. And Mr. Antrobus, he's hardly my idea of Philip Marlowe or Mike Hammer. Still, it's a living, I suppose. Not that there's a lot of work. I mean, hardly likely, is it? Me a secretary for him. What's the work entail? Not a lot.
Confidential Agent by Nick McCarty, with Rosemary Martin as a confidential agent.
It's all dead exciting, dead stimulating. She took the derringer from her purse, watched the man on the other side of the table as he began to yell, and blew away the top of his head with a well-placed shot, put the gun on the table, got up, and walked quietly away into the night. The mean street sucked her down, the pale lights lost her, and he bled to death across the green baize table, looking down the barrel of the little silver-plated lady's gun. Number 9 bus to Broad Street, and into the office we go for another day's excitement. Can't wait.
Good morning, Miss Parker. We're late, aren't we?
We are nearly on time, Mr. Antrobus. And as I stayed late last night, I thought maybe...
Yes, of course, I quite forgot.
The report you wanted is in the desk. 3 copies as asked.
Did my wife call?
Twice.
And you said...
I was the perfect secretary, Mr. Antrobus. I said you were with a client and that it was rather a dangerous job and that you'd be late, yeah? I lied for you like any good secretary and that's why I'm 3 minutes late. All right.
Yes, of course. What will today bring us, eh?
The usual, I suppose. The posting?
On your desk. Maybe we shall have a nice inheritance case. A will to prove. Oh, a missing heiress.
You sound like one of those books I read, Mr. Antrobus.
I've always believed I have a vivid imagination. I love to let things run right in me brain. My mother used to tell me, Michael, she used to say, your imagination will be the death of you. You sit there, Miss Parker. What do you see?
Tell me.
You see an old donut and a pile of filing and 3 letters. Now, I see something else. I see lives and adventure and...
A bill. Telephone.
Oh, God. Just a little debt collection would do, Miss Parker. Something.
Unimaginative, maybe.
2 new trumps.
No.
I hope you can do something, partner.
Something or nothing. I don't know why I bother. It's a pain and a purgatory, that's the truth. Marjorie rings me up. Can you make up a 4 for bridge? Can you come over for dinner? Some people dropped out. Make up the numbers. I swear I never will. I always do.
Do what I can, Mrs.
Your lead, then, Miss Parker.
So it is. Is this the last hand, Marjorie?
I suppose so, yes. Run you home, Elizabeth, if you like.
Can we get on, then?
Sorry. Look at him. Husbands banished to the pub or the club or the back room, and them playing for 50p a 100 or whatever it is. So dreary, and... Marjorie's my best friend,
has been since we were at elementary school together. I don't like to think how long ago that was. Nor does she. Married, of course. One of the tennis crowd from the old days. Roland. Nice enough, I suppose. Never have thought he had it in him to pin down. Well, it takes all sorts.
Are you sure about that last card you played, Miss Parker? I know it's a long time since you told us, warned us, and Marjorie, you did say your friend was out of practice, but I'd swear that last card she played...
I can't stand inquests, Sarah. Just let it go.
Well, anyway, Jane's back next week, so... The usual for be nice.
Yes. You ready, Elizabeth? You coming in for a drink? Roland will find us something with luck. Unless he's finished the lot he's been known to. Oh, God, Liz, he is so bloody dull.
She knew that when she married him. He's been good to her, I suppose. Brought home the bacon, at least. Nice house, 2 cars, 2 kids. Dull, maybe. What does she think I am?
Spinster born and bred. Lucky you. But I'll tell you something. Not now. No time now. Tomorrow. See you for lunch, eh? My treat. How about that?
Okay. Usual place, usual time.
No. Somewhere nicer. I'll need a drink to get the courage up to tell you.
Sounds interesting. Half the time it's just sitting around. Matrimony, Mr. Antrobus says. You know, watching wives for husbands and husbands for wives.
Wives for husbands? Do you do that often? I mean, do husbands suspect? I mean, I don't think my Roland would suspect if anything like that was going off under his nose. Too bloody sure of himself for that.
Well, some husbands do and some don't. Mr. Antrobus says it's the ones you don't expect. The ones who are well settled, you know, middle class, middle aged and well settled, he says.
He might be right.
I don't know. I'm just a secretary.
A bit of romance wouldn't come amiss, would he?
I don't think so, Marjorie, not now.
There was a fella when you were playing tennis still down the club.
No.
There was. I remember him. Well, not his name, but there was a bloke that summer, just about around the time of the Festival of Britain.
What?
Suey's, that was it. You remember, surely. He took you round all the time. We all thought Liz has gone and done it this time.
No, never.
You're blushing, Liz.
Don't be silly. She's enjoying it. It still hurts as well. Still. Harry Agnew. His name. We did go around. I thought then. Marjorie thought. I told her. My best friend. I remember I told her. And she laughed. I thought. I'll show her.
He went off that summer. Remember? Never came back again. I remember he used to borrow a car. His, he said. It never was.
It was his uncle's.
You see, you do remember. What was his name then, Liz?
Harry. All over a long time ago. Romance. He was a line shooter, Marjorie, not someone to be serious about.
He's turned up again.
No.
Roland met him. One of his bloody pub crawls. Very affluent, he said he was. Very rich, he looked. Nice new car outside. Rolex watch, good suit of clothes, looked very well.
Good.
He's coming to the tennis club dance next Saturday. I asked Roland to get a ticket for you.
Nothing had changed at the tennis club. The bar was in the same place, the same old tables, the same sweating windows. The balcony looking over the main court. paper over the lampshades and candles on the tables didn't disguise the fact that the club was in desperate need of a facelift. Even the faces were the same. Mary and Jack and Pat and the same old faces. Roland was at the bar, of course. Nothing had changed. Marjorie was looking daggers. Nothing had changed.
He's getting started early, you see. Same old Roland. A dance is a place to get well-oiled and dump the wife. Grab her for the last waltz and home to bed for a bit of grope and tickle. Reliving his youth, if he had one.
And where's his old friend?
Your old friend, more like. Roland didn't much like him. Not a man's man, he says. Was he, Roland?
Elizabeth, nice to see you. Drink?
Why not?
You don't drink.
Vodka sounds exotic. Vodka, Roland.
Dutch courage. Russian courage. Very good. Face from the past, he said. Did Marjorie tell you?
She said something, yes.
A bit flash, but very loaded. Harry Agnew as ever was. In this bar and I walk in. And he recognises me. We have a drink for old time's sake.
A drink? One drink?
You know what I mean. Liz, anyway, I asked him to the dance and Marjorie remembered he and you and...
You remembered?
Well, did I? Maybe. Anyway, he said he'd like to come and...
He never had two pennies of nothing to call his own. Always pretended he had.
He has now. Staying at the Towers.
The Towers?
I told you.
I never heard you then. Well, not that fuss to tell the truth. Where is he then?
Something's wrong here. She's up to something. Looking around, nervy. She was fussed. She was interested. Oh, God. I wonder. Am I making up numbers again, or what?
And all I did was bring in some travel brochures from Germany. Father took one look and said, we didn't feed Jerry just so you could take holidays there, did we? I went to bed in a huff. I wouldn't have minded, but all Father did was a bit of far watching.
Is he coming, Roland? You did say...
Roland! Hello. Hello, ladies. Sorry I'm late. Got held up. Business. Sorry. Liz, I haven't changed one bit.
Hello, Harry. You have.
He had, of course. He looked well-fed, well-breeched and flash, I suppose is the word. He had the same confident ways with him.
Marjorie. Oh, Roland was a lucky man. He told me about you and the lads and... Oh, lucky chap. Never had the good fortune to settle down and... Oh, well. Drinks?
Roland's getting them in, aren't you, Roland? Why don't you sit down and tell us all the news from the big wide world? Please move up. Let him sit down. Roland, what are you waiting for?
Roland would have to be daft not to see. One look and you can tell. Come to bed eyes. Or been to bed eyes, more like. I'm not here to make up numbers. I'm here for cover. Well, we'll see.
Roland's given us a blow-by-blow account of your successes. It's nice to see.
Oh, nostalgic trip, really. And a little business on the side.
Nice of you to bother, then. Slumming.
Still as sharp, Liz. You don't mind being landed with me, well, for now, do you? Roland said you'd be happy.
I don't see any other offers, Harry, do you?
Oh, you don't change.
I'll get older. We all do. Like Marjorie.
Speak as you find, I always say.
Ooh, shall we dance, Liz?
Liz doesn't dance much, Harry. Maybe we could have this one, while Roland gets the drinks in.
I'll dance. It's the mambo. We used to be rather good at this, Harry, remember?
Right then. See you, Marjorie. Excuse us.
Can you credit it, Roland? Every dance... Every bloody dance with him.
Well, he did come to partner her, didn't he? So drink up, girl, drink up.
If I drink any more, I'll bloody drown. You haven't danced a step all night except to the bar and back.
And then Mother died and I was left to look after Father. You remember him?
That was a long time back, Liz. My parents died a long time back and all. Oh, it's hard. I was away on a business trip, nothing I could do. Why did you stay, Liz? Here, I mean. You could have kicked over the traces, you know, legged it, shaken the dust.
Maybe. I got away for a bit.
Yeah?
Wolverhampton.
Are you gonna dance with me?
Not me. Not yet. Last waltz when I can hang on, I might.
You.
Can I run you home?
Why not? Oh, my feet are killing me, and that's the truth. Anyway, I've got something to show you, Harry Agnew. The reason, if you like, for staying. Right.
I'll get you going.
Tell Marjorie, will you, Harry? I'll just powder my nose.
Like old times, Liz.
Not exactly like. Not brand new shining cars then. You seem to have done well.
Well enough. Things do change for the best if you go away and grab chances. I've had some luck, of course. But stopping put, why? What keeps anyone here? You, Marjorie, anyone?
Oh, things. Memories, I suppose.
Not enough for yours truly. She's wearing well, Marjorie.
You think so?
I always used to think Roland was a twit. I still do, to tell the truth.
We drove like we used to drive, down the old streets, purple slate paving and ice-cold patches of light between the broken old houses. A sort of dental network, like bones sticking into the sky. And I asked him to take me to a place we'd remembered from the old times. Down through the town and into the country and across the lines of motorways and crossings and old railways and canal basins. The stinking damp of 500 years of smoke and grime and harsh living. The dark Midlands. And we stopped on the top, looked down over it all, and the spangle of lights and the hum of traffic and, well, the past. Memories.
I love it at night. The lights over there by the curtain, the motorways and... See, I remember when those old furnaces there, down there, poured, and the sky lit with golden red and silver showers, and the molten steel slithered out of the crucible into the moulds. Remember?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember how small it all is. Dead poetic you've got, Liz. I don't remember that either.
Do you remember down over there? The woods and the snow in the winter. Sledging down the Leasows and down the round hill. And being scared of Tom Revel. What happened to him?
Prison, I hope. I hated him.
You were afraid of him. We all were. I remember walking in Dudley Market with me father. The flowers and the bustle and... Surely you remember all that?
I'm sorry, Liz. I had no time to... Well, think about those things.
That summer.
Sorry?
That summer you went away. You remember that summer?
Liz, it was a long time ago. And I don't remember anything much, not about here. Not really my scene now, you see.
No. Well, I suppose it is dirty and run down and tacky even. The tennis club's hardly Wimbledon, is it?
Now you're talking. I love tea there. Champagne and strawberries. That's the real world. This? Sorry.
It's just different, Harry. We stay, for good reasons maybe, and you... Go away.
To bigger and better pastures. Oh, I'm sorry for Roland, that's the truth. Big fish in a titchy pond, him. Me? Well, I am very nicely, thank you. No modesty.
I thought Marjorie was pleased to see you.
What? Oh, I hardly remember her, to tell you the truth.
He's lying now. He knows, suspects I'm getting warmer, that I know something. That I'll spoil his game. Well,
You did well then?
Not bad. A firm of importers in Glasgow. Commercial stuff. McAllardyce and Co. And a part interest in a firm of leather merchants in Leicester. Tobin and Son. Very big in the fashion world. Fine leather for fashion garments. Big in the pop music world.
I am impressed.
He wants to impress. He always wanted to impress. And he succeeded, always, for a time.
I wish I'd known about your mum dying, Harry. I could have maybe been over, visited, you know.
Yeah, I heard too late, girl. That's a fact. Still, sad.
That summer, the summer you left?
Yes.
It wasn't... I mean, you weren't the beginning and the end of things, Harry. Had my fling in my time. I'd like to go home now.
Oh, I thought... Well, maybe you and me...
You thought what, Harry?
Oh, you know.
Why, Harry? Why should we? It was a pleasant evening, nostalgic, but don't spoil it.
I wouldn't spoil anything, Liz.
Sorry. I'm not going to be forgotten again. Not like that summer, Harry. I don't think so, Harry. You can take me home, I think. Just to the door. Dad'll be waiting up. I don't think so, Harry. Not now.
Liz, early bird.
You and him, isn't it?
Sorry?
You and Harry, right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your fancy piece is what I'm on about. Me being used to bloody cover up your bit of stuff on the side. Flash Harry.
You had a good time. I didn't see you grumbling at the dance, not after.
He made a pass at me.
I don't believe you.
No? I'm not yet a bag of bones, Marjorie. I may be a spinster born and bred, but men like Harry will still make a pass. It is no compliment.
Yes, all right, my lover. Yes, since he came to town 3 weeks back, bumped into Roland, not by accident. Yes, looking for me.
You're a fool, you know. Get people like him passing through our hands every day. Fodder for the Ace Agency, men like him.
Stop it. Just stop it, Liz. You should have snapped him up when you had the chance. That's it, isn't it? You're jealous.
Oh, I think you need locking up. Using me like that. Come to the dance to make up the numbers. Good old Liz. She'll make up a four at tennis. Call Elizabeth. She's good for a spare hand at bridge. Or what about getting Elizabeth along? There's that boring boy who needs a partner. Get Liz, call Liz. She's willing. She'll make up the numbers.
Maybe, maybe. You enjoyed it. You always jump to other people's tunes, always. Now you're jealous. You are jealous.
Romance. I like romance as much as the next man, Miss Parker. Not least because it brings us a crust. Late affairs like your friend's friend.
I don't know her, of course. It may all be rubbish, I suppose. Wishful thinking.
It may be your friend, of course.
Mr. Antrobus, no. Happily married woman with two kiddies. No chance.
Well, my advice. Tell your friend to stay out of it. Know what I mean? No involvement. Folk hate it.
What?
Friends getting mixed up, getting involved. Looking for the truth, they say. Being nosy, in fact. Eh? Puts us out of the business anyway. Your friend's friend wants to find out the truth. Come to us. Tell her. Discount on our usual rates for the friend of a friend, Miss Parker.
He knows, of course. I just wanted to know what he'd do. And all he says is business. I keep thinking of Roland and the kids, and there's never been a time when Harry did anything that wasn't slightly, well, off-centre.
Miss Narker, the letters need attention, and maybe you could dig out the file on the Waverley fraud, and if I was you, I'd forget your friend's friend. Nothing but sadness in the world that way, believe me. Now, Miss Snell. Nice of you to come by. Miss Parker, we don't want to be disturbed. Some urgent matters have come up that Miss Snell will be attending to.
And in he goes to his inner office with the matchboard walls and pretends to dictate letters to Miss Snell, who is young enough to be jailbait and hard enough to blow the whistle on him if it suited. Imagination, he says. He hasn't the imagination he was born with. Ace agency, discretion assured, and him in there with his wife itching to catch him. You can hear them giggling behind the clapboard walls. Takes a good letter, does Miss Snell, I'm sure. Not a lot of work, and Antrobus is too busy to worry. I wonder which agency is watching him.
Oh, listen to that. What's the matter with you these days?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit mired, that's all. Marjorie's been, well, acting up, you know.
Got a bob on her, she has. Needs a spanking.
She's my friend.
Look, she's old enough and ugly enough to make up her own mind, Liz. It's not your business, is it? I never liked that Roland. Never trusted him. And I never liked Harry either. So, let us stew in it.
But she could be walking into all sorts. Blackmail, you know.
You've got too much imagination.
The Ace Agency, Dad, it happens. Man gets her in his clutches and bingo. He's going to get her to pay up for good. A few pictures taken, reputation blown away.
Did she ever have one worth blowing away her?
She's my friend, Dad. And she's throwing it all away on dreams.
As I remember, Harry was always unreliable. Smooth. Teeth and trousers, like his father. Sold monuments.
Hey.
Chapel. Grave monuments. Stones, all that. Local chapel. Your mother used to say mutton dressed as lamb.
And Harry? Wolf in sheep's clothing, is he?
You think so, you tell her.
Well, she wouldn't listen. She thinks I'm jealous. Thinks I'm a dried up old spinster. Wasted.
Are you?
I've had my times, Dad.
I wish you'd have married, you know, girl.
Oh. Doesn't matter. I know what they all think, those friends. They think Liz is always beating a retreat from any men. One step forward, two back, always on the retreat. I suppose in a way I am. I do. It hurts, though, Dad, even yet. Still.
I'm sorry, love.
He didn't even come home for his mother's funeral. He told me. It was sudden, he said, and he was in America or somewhere, he said. Oh, and Marjorie's... Well, he's turned her on. She thinks she's Marta Hari or something. And she used me. Her doing what she is doing, steaming with lust or whatever. Roland must know, surely.
He's not the first, didn't, is he?